Yeah, for the first time in my life, there's a political party that sides with terrorists. Never seen that before, and I hope that we can expel that sickness from us. Michigan Rising Action has released the following statement, following reports that the Iraqi consulate in Detroit was open for condolences at the death of terrorist Qasem Soleimani. Tori Sachs here, the executive director at Michigan Rising Action. Tori, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So, what do you make of this hosting? I'm surprised that the Democrat Party isn't flying flags at half staff for the death of Soleimani.
I mean, I'm shocked. You know, I think like most people, when I saw the headline, I thought it was a joke. You know, I saw the Detroit Free Press headline yesterday. I thought this couldn't be real. Michigan, particularly Southeast Michigan, where I grew up, is a home to many different people, you know, different ethnic origins. And that makes the area really great and really special. And it's also home to a lot of brave active duty military veterans and families who have, you know, soldiers still fighting. And I think at no point should it be acceptable for the Iraqi consulate in Michigan to open for condolences on the death of an Iranian terrorist. Soleimani.
What do you make of Alyssa Slotkin being moved into the lead position by Nancy Pelosi to limit Donald Trump's ability to deal with the Iranians because of his attack that killed a terrorist general who had killed countless Americans? What do you think about Alyssa Slotkin being the lead person to limit the commander-in-chief's ability to wage war on terrorists potentially?
You know, Slotkin was in the Obama administration in a national security role, and she supported the deal that sent billions of dollars to Iran in cash that they openly admitted at the time may go to fund terrorism. You know, terrorism that was used against our soldiers, men and women on the ground in Iraq. You know, they then, you know, those Iranian militias then attacked our Americans in Iraq recently. You know, it's been going on for years, but this is not new. I think that, again, shocking that Pelosi would put her there. But that, you know, who else do they have? Who else do they have that, understands?
Well, they could not do this foolish thing.
The person they do have is helping fund Iran.
Right. The right thing to do is to not do that at all. It's foolish at all. It's foolish to stand with terrorists.
Absolutely. I mean, we need to support our president. You know, he's protecting Americans on the ground overseas. We have to support him during that. You know, I think the other thing that we need to mention, though, when we're talking about Alyssa Slotkin, is that, you know, former Senator John McCain was very critical of her. Back in 2014, I was looking at a video yesterday, Senator McCain told Slotkin that he learned more from the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal than he ever did from any of her briefings. You know, she was on Fox and CNN just before that saying that she has not heard anything from President Trump. You know, she's a hypocrite.
Well, you have to ask yourself, in a district that's R+4, which the 8th Congressional District is, where I'm sitting right now.
Me too.
How does she overcome voting for impeachment, which has gone nowhere, which has been a whole lot of nothing? Donald Trump's approval ratings are the highest they've been since February 2017, according to Real Clear Politics and The Average. So his approval numbers continue to tick up. Impeachment went nowhere. It's a joke. And now Democrats are standing and appearing to support terrorists and terrorism. I mean, is that a winning formula for Democrats, or is the 8th Congressional District going to go back red?
I don't think it's a winning formula for anyone, and I think it's a sad day in America that it's come to that. I think that the 8th Congressional District will flip back, and I think part of it is going to be a referendum on Slotkin, specifically on impeachment, but also on the fact that, you know, remember, she ran on health care, she ran on that she was going to be a moderate, and now here she is, you know, the face of the Democratic Party, on a war powers resolution against our president, you know, in a time where we should be supporting our president and our American troops.
Yes, I think that, let me just say this, and I mentioned this yesterday, if for some reason, and I don't think it's likely, but if we do get in a more protracted engagement with Iran, if we go to war with Iran on any level, then the Democrats must realize that no sitting president, no sitting wartime president has ever lost an election. I mean, there is that, right?
Sure, but I mean, I think that's what Democrats, you know, they want this to be political. This isn't political. You know, Soleimani was running for, you know, militias, terrorist groups in Iraq since we got there. And his whole mission was to kill American troops so that we left Iraq so that they could take over. You know, we can't let Soleimani win, but at the same time, we have to protect, you know, American troops first and foremost and American interests.
Absolutely. And if you kill an American, guess what? We will stomp you into pieces. I got to leave it right there. Tori Sachs, how do people find out more about Michigan Rising Action?
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Michigan Rising Action, at MI Rising Action, or our website is MichiganRisingAction.org. Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
Tori, thank you so much. It is a two. I'm baffled as well. How do you stand with a terrorist? Yep. How do you stand with a terrorist? How do you do that? How do you do that with a straight face? Unless you have some agenda that is anti-American. And, well, that's the sad thing. All right, so it's January the 7th. I'm encouraging you to join me, My Pure Health Solutions. I've done it before. I'm doing it again. Just because I wanted to tune back up and tune back in. And why not? It's the middle of winter. The holidays are past us. And if you want to feel better about yourself and lower your blood pressure and avoid diabetes to the best of your ability, go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. You can save $100 right now if you do the program. GruberHealth.com, the place to be for you. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.